New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli is using the state's $206 billion pension to force Google, Facebook, and Twitter to address fake news, hate speech, and sexual harassment online. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
New York's pension fund owns about $1 billion worth of stock in Facebook, about $2 billion in Google, and $50 million in Twitter. This gives the state the ability to make proposals on how those companies operate. One proposal coming up would require the company to disclose how it enforces its terms of service. If approved by the majority of shareholders, the company would be required to comply. David Weber is a law professor at Boston University. He says New York is influential when it comes to gathering shareholder momentum to force companies to change.
The proposals themselves are well drafted, and so it does send a signal to other investors that this is a proposal that they ought to pay attention to and consider voting for.
DiNapoli has been a frequent critic of Facebook's lax enforcement of harassment and privacy. He says the pension fund will vote against the election of several board of directors of Google, Twitter, and Facebook, including Mark Zuckerberg. Charles Lane, WSHU News.